The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Redding, River City, bucking by the river, all those things. Good morning, everybody. Today, March the 6th, 7:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here with me today. It's an all-guy day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's do things like this fist bump, and then we'll run in and we'll do chest bumps and things like that. Go outside and yell, whatever. Yeah, there you go. Oi, 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 oi.
What's up?
Oh, what's happening, man? Okay.
Hey, it's a National Frozen Food Day, and I guess separately, it's National Oreo Cookie Day. But you can freeze Oreos. I don't know if you've tried that.
I've never tried frozen Oreo. No, never have. Never. Why? They don't have to go into the freezer. They are gone. My favorite cookie. And which is why I never buy them.
I think frozen food's a good idea because
frozen food. I like frozen food.
Vegetables, you know, like you can grow the vegetables any time of year here in the States, and then when they're fresh, when they're ripest the most, you can freeze them right then, and that's healthy.
Well, my mom, back when I was a child, I know it's hard to believe, we lived in North Carolina, and we lived out in the country, even though that. You know, our house was there. And behind the house was, gosh, a huge field of corn. And my mom went up to the farmer, drove up to his place and said, would you mind if we, you know, or can I buy some corn from you? We'll just pick it out of the field. And he said, ma'am, you don't have to worry about that. And he says, I don't think I'm going to miss what you're going to pick. And, I mean, it's really nice, you know, it's North Carolina gentleman. So mom would send me out there and I'd pick, you know, 6 ears of corn or whatever. But what she would do is she would fry corn. And the way you fry corn is take the ears of corn, strip them of the shucks, and then she would take a sharp knife and cut the corn kernels off. And then she would fry it in a big cast iron skillet with bacon grease and bacon. And that would be fried corn. And she would do is, toward the end of the season, is fry up a bunch of it and put it into plastic bags. Back then, they even had plastic bags. I think they had plastic bags. And would freeze it, put it in the freezer, so we could have fried corn through the winter. So yeah, frozen veggies and frozen food. I mean, that you get, and this is before your time, I think, was the TV dinners from gosh, who did those?
Stoffers?
No, it was before that. It was hey Sue, do you remember hey Curtis, come in here, I need help. You know, when the first TV dinners, what were they? Swanson's? Swanson's TV dinners. This is before your time. This is before your time. But that was a big treat if you got a TV dinner, because they, you know, it was some kind of meat and mashed potatoes and a veggie and a little dessert. Yeah. Yeah. Takes you down memory lane. Bird's Eye. Bird's Eye and Swanson's, I think. Yeah. What do I know? Here's the weather. Today, 30% chance of showers before 9 a.m. It might happen. And then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the morning and gradually clearing. And tonight, clear with a low around 37. Whoa, getting a little cold there. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 65 and a low near 39. Saturday's going to be sunny. Sunday night, slight chance of showers. And Monday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny. Monday night, a chance of showers. Tuesday night showers, and Wednesday showers, and it could be heavy at times. Now, yesterday I gave you the weather report and said that we could have thunderstorms yesterday, and it was just clear. I mean, last night was clear as a bell, so we didn't get that. So there you go. Remember, this is just a forecast. It doesn't mean it's right. Two people get paid for what they say. It doesn't have to be right. And one's a weather person, and the other one's is a radio talk show host, as we know. Anyway, okay, good news. Well, it's good and bad news. Let's talk about fentanyl. Fentanyl deaths, 107,000 people a year die from fentanyl overdoses. In Shasta County, we've had a problem. And in fact, it's something like more than, we've had over 190 people who died of fentanyl overdoses during the 5 years from January 2019 to the end of 2024. It's a horrible, horrible way. And it's so addictive that people literally feel like they're dying if they don't get it. Well, and then they get it and they die. And it's terrible. The number, like I said, climbed annually from 8 in 2019 to 58 in 2023. Here's the good news. Fentanyl deaths dropped about 43% to 33 in 2024. Now, that's 33 too many. However, and they're trying to figure this out. And, I mean, they stopped one fentanyl load coming through. And got 6 pounds, enough to kill 29 million people. 6 pounds, enough to kill 29 million people. So, is it fentanyl getting harder to get? I don't think so. But what they've done is they've done the, what is that, Narcan? And that people are literally, police are carrying around all the time. The EMTs are carrying around, and they're giving it out to people. So if they get an overdose, they spray that up their nose, and it saves their lives. And we had that one guy in here talking about drug overdoses and fentanyl, and he said if it wasn't for that 109,000 a year in the United States would probably be 300,000 from the use of just from having Narcan available. So we had that one mother in here that her son, 13-year-old son, took a pill, thought it was a Percocet, but it was almost pure fentanyl. And that guy, the guy that sold it to him, he was 18 or 19 when he sold it to him, went to jail for several years. They've charged people with murder under the proposition to repeal parts of Prop 36. Is that they can tell dealers, if I understand it right, if that was still in it, that they have to sign a statement that they know that they're selling something that will kill somebody, and then that they can be charged with murder. That was one of the things they wanted to have in there. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Curtis Byron from Siskiyou Insurance, but he comes in, he talks about a lot of different things. He heads up a lot of different fundraisers for really, really great agencies here in town. And this one we're going to talk about Special Olympics when we get back. All right, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boy. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Let me see what we got here. Okay, on Saturday, you've got the March 8th, you've got the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet at the Wind River Eagle Room in Redding. For more information, give Debbie a call at 530-357-3380. Since it's a couple of days away, I'm sure they still got a couple of tickets left. I bought raffle tickets to it because they're giving away, not giving away, you got a chance to win a wind generator. You've got a chance to win a R&R quality meats and seafood big variety pack and or a, and you, each one of these is a separate ticket, a Glock 26. There you go. Give Debbie a call if, if you'd like to go to it. It's where they hand out the awards for Veterans of the Year and Groups of the Year and all that. And I'm here with Curtis Byron, like I said, of Siskiyou Insurance. But you're not here for that. I mean, we can talk about it if you want. But
oh, no. No.
Let's talk about your...
There's way more important things to talk about than insurance.
Let's talk about this big event you've got going here.
Thank you for having me, Carl. Appreciate it.
Hey. You know what? You bring out that community calendar every Monday, and Anne Marie is like, if you could, we could plug into her energy, we could cut back on our electricity use, you know, because of that. but we've participated in this event for years.
Yes.
And love it, first of all. So what is the Reading Pro-Am Invitational?
It is a golf tournament that was started in 1973. My dad actually was instrumental in getting that started. And their sole mission, other than putting on a great golf tournament, the largest Pro-Am north of Sacramento, is to raise money for Shasta County Special Olympics. Back when we started donating to Special Olympics in 1979, the money went to, if it was over $10,000, it went to national.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't stay local.
Right.
So we only gave them $10,000. But after a while, they changed that. So all of our money goes to Shasta County Special Olympics.
Great.
Every dollar.
Every dollar.
Up until this year, we were the, 90% of their revenue for the year. They've sent
the Special Olympics.
Yes. Steve Bill has taken over as director, and he's finding other avenues.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel a responsibility that we should be their number one revenue source. And, over the years, it's on a chairman or a board level, it got kind of stagnant. We got into our little groove, and we weren't going outside of our comfort zone to make this tournament happen. So.
Well, that happens with any group that's been around a long time.
Yes.
And it takes new leadership, and it kind of revitalizes.
Exactly.
So because it's working, and we know what we have to do. Oh, look, let's just take out last year's and change it to 2025.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, every organization. Yeah.
Every organization goes through.
But I felt that it was time that we infused new blood mm-hmm. into the Reading Pro-Am and to help Special Olympics. One of our members on our committee, his wife was involved in Girls Inc. of Northern Sacramento Valley. So we approached them, asked them if they'd be interested in partnering with us to put on the Pro-Am and to, benefit Special Olympics. And they wholeheartedly agreed. They thought it was a great idea. They felt that it would be something that their girls could benefit from,
mm-hmm.
Community-wise, and by, getting involved with Special Olympics. So I put the three of us together in a room, and we came up with a plan. And I'm proud to announce that the Girls Inc. of North Sacramento Valley, Reading Pro-Am, are partnering to put on the golf tournament in June. And everything we do is going to benefit Shasta County Special Olympics.
Well, having participated in this for years, and so happy to get invitations to this. tell us how this is set up. What does it look like? How do people get sponsorships and participation in this event? Is just it almost becomes limited. Is that correct?
Yeah, we limit it to 36 teams.
Right.
Just for pace of play reasons. Playing golf for 6 hours, nobody has fun doing that. So we limit it to 36 teams. We have pros come in from all over the West Coast, Arizona, Oregon, Nevada. A couple of our hometown boys are on the mini tour. They come back to play in this.
Uh-huh.
We've actually had a couple of our pros play in the U.S. Open on the PGA.
Uh-huh.
So we're bringing in the best pros that we possibly can. And they team with amateurs for a 36-hole event, Saturday, Sunday, June 7th and 8th of this year. And team money, prize money. We have Friday night dinner, Saturday night dinner. We take care of everybody. And they basically, for a weekend, we play golf and raise money for Shasta County Special Olympics. We have the Special Olympic kids out there on the golf course with us, watching the par threes for hole-in-ones.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're going to include the Girls Inc. in that.
Now, this is the Reading Pro-Am. And like you said, you get some top-flight golfers.
Yes.
36 teams. So does... So when you sign up with your team, do you get a pro assigned to you, or how does that work?
We recommend you bring your own pro.
Bring your own pro.
And most golfers do, but we have pros that sign up alone, and that we'll put them with the team. We take care of all that.
Okay. So for that weekend, I am available as your pro to play on your team. You probably won't be happy about it. My idea of professional golf is probably different than yours. No, you know, when you're playing with one of these guys, when you're playing on one of these teams, and you're pro on a par five, drives the ball far enough, and it's happened one time. And this is a local guy, Dan.
Scott?
Dan Scott.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and when Dan's on, Dan can play anywhere. I'm with anybody, as he says. Yeah, he says, but I can't, you know, and nothing about Dan, this is about love. I can't keep that same focus. But when that focus is there, Dan can play with anybody. And he drove this ball. We were using like a 9-iron or a pitching wedge to get to the green. Now, this is a par 5, so you can imagine how far he hit that ball. And, you know, so I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
You drive your cart all the way down the fairway instead of looking for your ball or hitting your ball four more times to get it up to where Dan is. It's interesting playing with these guys. And then they help you out with, you know, they're more than happy to, if you want, you know, if you got a question, they'll answer it for you.
Yeah, we're proud of all our pros that come, and they do a wonderful job. They engage. Anybody can come out and watch. If you're interested in golf and you want to see the next level, anybody's welcome to come out during the tournament and watch.
Yeah, just go out and watch a good golf tournament. Now, the day before, though, is the Special Olympics tournament.
Yes.
And that's the one that Linda and I play in.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit. I tell you what, let's take a quick break here and tell us about that. This is the one that you know, that really makes us happy. And really, really enjoyed this one, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been there for about 30 years. In fact, Leonard started it 30 years ago and sold it to Rebecca and Henry, I don't know, 8 years ago. Leonard still works there on, you know, one day a week, or, you know, during the Christmas season or the Valentine's Day season, because they're so busy. Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. That's right. They're open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they will find you what you want. We've never, ever had, and the jewelry we bought from them, ever had a problem at all. Not only that, they've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, and they are jewelry designers to help you design a piece of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Curtis Byron.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. Good morning, everybody. See what's today, Thursday. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU, if you're looking for an electric vehicle, has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to check on local and state. I'm not sure how much longer those federal rebates are going to be, but they're probably still out there right now. Go to, like I said, visit cityofredding.org/EV. A lot of electric vehicles and hybrids around the area here, more than I thought. I've seen a number of Teslas around here. And trucks. Then when you go to Sacramento, it seems like every other car is a Tesla. It's down in Sacramento. I'm here with Curtis Byron, CEO and head man over at Siskiyou Insurance. But we're talking, he has two groups that he is near and dear to, the Miramontes, what is that fund? Or the
Louis Miramontes Memorial Fund.
Memorial Fund, right. And the other one is the Special Olympics golf tournament that they have in conjunction with the Redding Pro-Am. And this year, the Girls Inc. has joined in. All the money they raise stays right here for our Special Olympics group, right yes. here. Now, tell us about the Special Olympics golf tournament day. Because is that one open to people, or is that just mainly sponsors and things like that?
We try to limit it to media and sponsors.
Okay.
That way they get to play with the Special Olympics kids.
Yeah.
What we do is we bring in the golf team. Special Olympics has a golf team.
Yeah.
And they come out and play, and we match them with a pro and a media personality like yourself.
Uh-huh.
And we play a nine-hole scramble. And I've been doing that a long time, and that's just a lot of fun.
It is. Let me tell you. Linda and I will play in this. This is probably the only tournament we'll play in. Well, one that's nine holes. And there's no pressure, except on you play at Riverview. Riverview, and on hole number one, you're teeing off from right there at the clubhouse, and you are striking your ball down, so it's going downhill out into the fairway.
Hopefully.
On your immediate left is the Sacramento River. On your immediate right are trees. And I got up there, and most people, when we're playing, if somebody doesn't have a good shot off the tee, oh, okay, yeah, you know, hey, we'll pick it up. But nobody says anything. Well, I have a specially designed, not designed, but a special kind of, I guess, reserved area in the river. That's got my golf balls in it, because invariably I will probably five times, if I hit five balls, three will go into the river. And sure enough, that day I struck that ball, started out great, and then you just watched it go in over. And I mean, and nobody said anything except our Special Olympic. if you remember this, and he goes, whoa, that was a bad shot. it it was. And that kind of, you know what, it was just a great day. You know, that was kind of the icebreaker. I think it was one of our first times out. But what a wonderful time to go out there and play. And then you do nine holes. And this is for sponsors. So we're talking about people can sponsor this. And then after you play nine holes, we all meet there and have a great lunch. And
yeah, we have a barbecue right down there on the golf course.
Yeah, so you're finished by 1 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we tee off at 8 or something like that, or 9, whatever it is.
10.
Okay. Tee off at 10 and you're finished in 3 hours.
That includes you're done with lunch.
Oh, yeah, it includes lunch. Mm-hmm. Because you're playing a scramble, so it's best ball, so everybody's just driving like crazy to keep up. No,
yeah.
Now, how do people, if they're a sponsor, they can play it?
Yes.
In that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, if you're a larger sponsor. Depending on how many we have, I mean.
Yeah.
But we have, on our website, which is being rebuilt as we speak, it kind of didn't work very well, so I've got some professionals working on it as we speak. But readingproam.com.
As opposed to your cousin from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. Tried to save money. That was a mistake. But anyway, you go to readingproam.com, and there's sponsorship opportunities to play in the tournament and to just sponsor. To sponsor the tournament, get your name out there, play in some of these events, the media day.
Yeah.
Some of those, and then we have a dinner. We had a sponsored dinner we have mm-hmm. later. We have all those things. Or they can call me, Curtis Byron, 530-209-5860, and I'll get you set up also, give you more information. But most of it will be on the website probably by the end of the week. You can see what you get. Again, we have the Friday night, we have the media day, which is Thursday. We have Friday night dinner for the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sponsor tent down on the course during the golf tournament. That you food and drink is free. You just get to go down and sit there, and you're right in the middle of the golf tournament.
Yeah.
You can, 2 minutes, you can walk to any hole to watch. And then we also have a dinner at Nello's a month or so after the golf tournament.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we take care of our sponsors.
And the big thing is all the money stays here. Now, we're talking about the golf tournament, but we're talking about this Special Olympics group. They're very active in a lot of different things. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Again, Steve has really gotten active this year. They just had a polar plunge out at Oak Bottom last month. They raised some money there. the week before the golf tournament,
they raise money by, after you jump in, they don't let you out until you pay.
That's right.
You give them a check or something. That's right. You give them money, then we'll let you out of the cold water and give you a blankie.
They have that big, hook.
That big hook to drag you right out. Have you done that?
No, I don't do cold. I'm done with cold water. I'll tell you one thing. On March 22nd, this month, they have their basketball tournament down at Anderson. Uh-huh. And if you're having a bad day, you need to go down and watch this basketball tournament. Because once you go and watch these kids play basketball, you know, it's so much fun. It is so enlightening.
Absolutely. And supporting this, and these kids are out able to participate with other kids with disabilities. And it is just amazing to do this. You know, what you all are doing is so good. Yeah. So cool.
They love everybody.
You know, and we have our special kids day with the rodeo on that Monday. And I was surprised, you know, I've somehow, maybe because, you know, it was right when we're kind of working, you know, when we're working. So I left to go down there to last year's. And there was like 200 kids bringing in from all the schools. School buses were coming in there. And their whole mission was, is we get these kids on a horse and we walk them around the rodeo arena and back. And it was, I mean, there wasn't too many dry eyes in that house. No. And these kids, first time some of them been on a horse and getting them onto a horse, it was, you know, they weren't sure about it. But once they got on, getting them off the horse became a problem. kids that had never talked before or had talked very little were talking while they were riding and all this. Parents were just totally surprised, first time parents there. And I look at that. And then I look at what you do with the Special Olympics, and it is it's from the heart. And the amount of fun these kids have is unbelievable.
Yeah, they used to have a track and field event out of Chest College, and I just asked Steve a day or two ago, you know, why you don't do that anymore, and he didn't give me a direct answer, but I had heard rumors that it was funding. You know, they don't have enough money to put on all of these events.
Yeah.
And again, bringing Girls Inc. into our fold.
Yeah.
Expanding our arena of people getting involved with Special Olympics. We hope
making that tent bigger.
Exactly. So we want these kids to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
And with the Girls Inc. getting involved, they were excited because they deal with younger girls, empowering them to be more involved in the community, be more involved in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
Be strong.
Be strong. And Heather was just, you know, excited because her girls getting involved with Special Olympics was almost like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
And, they were very excited about helping Special Olympics. Special Olympics obviously is excited about getting the help, and we just want to make it better. Just because, like I said, once you've done been with the kids, you're hooked for life.
Yeah.
They're just, we did a quick story, basketball tournament down there. We were the scorers. We got so involved in the game, we forgot to keep score because these kids were just having a ball. And then you start having fun, and it just makes your day better.
It really does. And, you know, so we want to advertise these things when, you know, like the basketball games. Now, you say it's going to be
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
At Anderson.
In Anderson. Where at?
Anderson High School.
Anderson High School. And how many teams play in this?
They bring them in. I don't know the number of teams, but they bring them in. They bring them in from all the four counties.
Okay. So you there's know, a number of teams that play.
Oh, yeah. There's.
And is it like a round robin?
I don't know.
Or they just play when, you know, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I think they just play.
Okay, so you could have 8 to 10 teams.
There. Oh, there's at least 8 to 10 teams.
Yeah, so you can watch that. And the private quarters are a little bit shorter and all that.
Oh, yeah.
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 So.
Sure. Matter of fact, it used to be a 2-day tournament and they've got it into one.
Yeah, okay.
It's just on Saturday.
Okay.
And so they're, but they take up the core. They take the gym.
Yeah.
And they make like four or five courts.
Oh, I see. So they make half court stuff. Okay.
So they've got four or five games going all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like great. I mean, that
it
sounds
is
like fun.
So much fun.
And people can come to this.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it again. You got to give me some stuff too, so I can do some live reads on it.
Yep.
And just send it to me.
Yeah.
Okay, 7:45 in the morning. We have to take a quick break here. Guys, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has got something called the Watchman. The Watchman is a piece of equipment. I should say a piece of equipment. It is a procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who have that are taking blood thinners. This procedure puts a device about the size of a quarter into your heart, and it keeps your heart emptying that blood that's in from this one chamber in there. That's why people have to take, that's what causes the fibrillation, is that blood that's in there. Well, this device empties the, helps the chamber empty so you can get off of blood thinners. They've had like 150,000 people have left blood thinners because of the Watchman procedures, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's, to learn more about this, go to ShastaRegional.com. I told a friend of mine who's a hunter, very much an outdoorsman, but he was on blood thinners, about this procedure, and he's getting set up for one now, because when you're on blood thinners, you have a tendency to bruise and bleed, and if you're an outdoors guy, you know, that can happen. So the Watchman procedure, only at Shasta Regional. We'll be right back with Curtis Meyer.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit Valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea strike to win drawing. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Ski-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Ski-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and if you miss a show, just go to our archives and find the day, find the people that were talking, and you can listen to the entire show. And if 2 hours isn't enough, you can listen to us 4, 6, 8, 10 hours a day. Our first show we ever did from 15 years ago is on there.
You were podcasting before podcasting.
We were podcasting before podcasting.
They called podcasting.
Yeah, if you go back to the, I think it's 185 pages. If you go back to the first page, and it's not easy to get there, I think you have to go through each page and go back. You can hear either our first or second show we ever did.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was a mess. I mean, I'm here with Curtis Byron, by the way, of Siskiyou Insurance, who is one of the big guys when it comes to Special Olympics here in Reading, and also the Louis Miramontes
Memorial Foundation.
We had people. Bob Blondie was still crawling on. We weren't in here. We were all of us were all over in that.
I remember.
You know, on that, he was crawling underneath our feet, connecting wires, and oh my God, it was. It was at that point that I probably should have started taking mood levelers, but I didn't. I said, this can't be worse.
This is what Jack Daniels is for.
This is what Jack is for. We've been talking about, of course, the Reading Pro-Am and the Special Olympics, how they support Special Olympics.
Yes.
Also, Girls Inc. has
joined the fold.
Joined the fold. All the money that's raised goes to support our mm-hmm. own Special Olympics people here, organization, right here in Reading, Shasta County.
Yes.
The other thing you do, though, is the Louis Miramontes yes. Memorial Fund. Can you talk about that?
Sure. That was founded by, instigated by Steve Gaines, myself, and Randy. And I'm sad to announce, most everybody knows, we lost Steve
yes.
last year. He was pretty much the founder, the yeah. driving force behind it. So we're all stepping up to try and take his place. It will be very difficult. But anyway, we got together. A good friend of ours, Louis Miramontes, was 42 years old and got cancer and unfortunately passed away. But it was a rare cancer. It wasn't a real common prostate or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was in
yeah.
his throat. And he couldn't get the care up here that he needed, that he should have. You know, he had to go down to Sacramento, San Francisco, all these other places.
Sure.
So we formed the foundation to raise money to bring the newest and latest technology to Reading so people don't have to travel. And we've been quite successful. You know, mm-hmm. we've raised well over $1 million. Mm-hmm. We've brought in some of the, you know, we brought in the Da Vinci simulator.
The Da Vinci XI, which is what Shasta Regional is running right now,
yeah.
is the state of the art. And what it does is a doctor can operate sitting at a console using his hands, and the instruments are so precise, or more precise than a human could ever do. And they can use this for a variety of different procedures. You know,
yeah.
Cancer.
I actually got to use it.
Did you get to?
Oh, it's so cool.
Now, is it something like you hope? Is it like gloves that go on your hand?
Yeah, it's like fingers.
And
you're able to use it. And they had a little thing that. Oh, I'm sorry. They had a little thing that you put a ball and you moved it into the ball and then you moved a ring and you did all this stuff. It was
so okay. Awesome. So, and this is what now you have to figure is a lot of these surgeries can be 4 or 5 hours, and the doctor's leaning over the patient, and this their lifespan of being able to do this, of course, as they get older, gets less. Sitting there at the Da Vinci will probably add years to their surgical life of being able to operate on people. Because of the, they can do the same wonderful job, but be doing it from a seating position using these instruments that they're, by the way, they just get better every year.
Yeah, and it's less invasive. Instead of cutting your gut open, you got a little 5-inch scar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
they can take it in through your, I think, it used to be when they took your gallbladder out.
Right.
I mean, that was, you had like a 10-inch scar there. Now they can go in there and remove it and there's no marks at all.
Yeah. And so we got it for the prostate cancer.
Yeah.
They were using it. It was our motivation for lack of a better term. And then, we brought in a, endoscopic scope that detects stage 1 lung cancer. In the lungs,
yes.
Which you had to go to San Francisco to get that before. Now you can get it done here in Reading.
Yeah, the lung screening.
The first year they used it over 60 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are things that we've done in the past. Go ahead.
Now, you have fundraisers for the Luis Miramontes Memorial Fund, too.
No, we do not. We just get community participation.
Okay.
And then we have a thank you. Weekend where we bring all of our sponsors, partners in, and we wine and mandine them.
I thought there was a golf tournament for some
that's
reason.
That's part of the.
Oh, is that part of it?
Yeah,
okay.
We take Gold Hills and we turn it into a par 3.
Okay.
Every hole's a par 3. And
I love that.
Yeah. And every hole has a prize of $500 or more.
Ooh.
And you get $5,000 if you make a hole in one. So, it's a fun day. It's all it is. It's not.
And these are for your sponsors,
partners,
for this.
Yeah.
And the sponsors, obviously, you must have a number of them.
We have quite a few. We have like 15 to 20 platinum sponsors, and then we have a gold.
We're kind of running out of time here, but two great organizations that Curtis Byron is a driving force behind. I'll just say it because it's true. The Special Olympics, and they're getting ready to have the Reading Pro-Am Invitational for the Special Olympics. And we just put something on our Facebook page where people can start signing up for this. And then, of course, the Luis Miramontes Memorial Fund, which is, that you all reach out to sponsors for. Is there a phone number or should they call you? Or?
Yeah, they can call me, 530-209-5860, and I can direct you to whichever organization you want to get involved in.
Sure.
Both of them have websites. The Louis website is LMML, or no, the Louis.com, I think. We just changed it. We got Tyler Whitlow working on it.
Yeah.
He's bringing us into the 21st century.
So. Yeah, Tyler. Yeah, I got to stand by for that boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for everything you do.
No, thank you.
Curtis,
appreciate
I mean, for our community.
And,
you always need somebody to lead it. And then, people want to help. They just need to know about it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this will get the word out and we can have some more.
Thank you for what you do.
Oh, hey. It's an honor. Okay, we're going to take a break, and I think Doug Jahnke is supposed to join me this morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The House has voted to censure Congressman Al Green, the Texas Democrat who disrupted President Trump's congressional speech this week. Green offers no regrets, says he'd do it again. Today's vote falling pretty much along party lines. Second federal judge extending a block that bars the Trump administration from freezing grants and loans.
This time, a judge in Rhode Island granted the request for a preliminary injunction from nearly two dozen Democratic states. Trillions of dollars of grant and loan money are at stake. Government lawyers argued the court lacks the constitutional authority to block the funding freeze, while the state said a long list of important social services are at risk. Trump administration officials have said Social Security, Medicare, and food stamps would not be affected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas brushing aside President Trump's threat that it will be destroyed if it fails to release all the hostages it's holding, and fails to do so immediately, and that includes the bodies of those who were murdered by the terrorists. The president writes on Truth Social, "This is your last warning." It seems that one of President Trump's priorities, reasserting American influence over the Panama Canal, is starting to bear fruit. BlackRock says it will buy two ports at either end of the strategic U.S.-built waterway.
The ports are currently under Chinese ownership via a Hong Kong firm, and due to security reasons, President Trump wants to regain control of the canal. BlackRock and a group of investors will pay $22.8 billion for the ports. They're also buying controlling interest in dozens of other ports around the world.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. The powerful storms that left at least three people dead in Mississippi are on the move, bringing blizzard conditions to Nebraska and parts of southern Minnesota. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 114 points. The Nasdaq is off 160. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks at the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
This didn't last very long after opening the door just a crack. North Korea has once again slammed the door on foreign visitors.
After much anticipation, tourists were finally allowed into North Korea last month to the remote eastern city of Rasong. But the excitement has been short-lived. The operators have asked travelers who've booked to go in soon to bear with them while they find out how long trips are being paused for. Ahead of the reopening, some doubted whether Westerners would be allowed back, as Kim Jong-un has been trying to stop information getting into the country and spreading.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul, South Korea. South Korean and American troops will begin their large annual joint military drills next week to enhance their readiness against North Korean threats. Today's announcement comes just days after North Korea threatened a high-profile response to what it calls escalating U.S.-led aggression. News and analysis, townhall.com. Federal court has said no to Elon Musk's request to block OpenAI from converting to a for-profit enterprise.
A U.S. district judge said she could expedite a trial to consider Musk's claims. The billionaire Trump advisor is suing for breach of contract over what he said was the betrayal of its founding aims as a nonprofit. OpenAI says it was always about competition. The ChatGPT maker says it welcomes the court's decision. Musk's attorney says he is pleased that the court has offered an expedited trial. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Last year, Alabama became the first state to carry out a nitrogen gas execution. Now, at least two other states are looking to follow in its path. Louisiana is scheduled to execute a man with nitrogen gas on the 18th. Arkansas lawmakers seeking to introduce nitrogen there after an 8-year pause in executions. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Reading. Good morning down here on Market Street with our window on the world. It is the 6th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's there. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You've already
everybody.
Got stuff, you already been putting stuff on Facebook and the, for the, special, or the, Reading Pro-Am. And
yeah,
all
don't
that.
Take our phones away because, we're working over here. I heard you yesterday say, oh, we need a basket for the producer's phones.
But, a basket?
Well, I thought yesterday you said put a basket outside there, keep their phones out.
Oh, keep their phones there. Oh, yeah, keep your cell phones because Christina, her cell phone wasn't charged. And so she was sitting and I said, gosh, you mean you have to listen to the whole show? She goes, yes, Mr. Carl, I do it. I listen to the shows anyway. And I went, no, you don't. You guys are, you know. You sneak peeks. I got it. All right, so it's National, what is it, National?
National Frozen Vegetables Day. Right.
Frozen Vegetables
Day. Frozen Food.
Frozen Food
Day. In general.
Day.
And,
Swanson, Bird's Eye, back in the old days. Now it's everything. You know, and if you get some of these frozen meals and you warm them up correctly, they're not bad. You know, you got all types of different... I guess you could probably live on them, but I'm not sure how, you know, how
and
much sodium.
And that's coming from a guy who lived on MRE, so yeah, let that be the baseline for what tastes good.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. Started on C-Rats, worked my way into the first generation of MREs, to the second generation of MREs, and to the final, well, I don't know. They probably have a different generations now. My last MREs was in 2006, 7.
So at your advanced age, cardboard tastes pretty good then, right?
Hey, I can lick paper and you know what? I can lick paper and gain weight, okay? You know, I can live on anything. I can take any type of inoculation since I've probably had them all. I've got a tattoo. It's a box on my left shoulder. It says insert needle here. I've had so many vaccines and inoculations through the years. Okay. The weather. I thought, you know, yesterday we announced that we were going to have thunderstorms, which we didn't have. At least not around here. But we got a 30% chance of showers this morning, which doesn't look like it's going to happen. But then it's going to clear up. Tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday are mostly sunny or sunny with highs near 64s. Lows 39 to 40, low 40s. Sunday night, this is what the forecast says, a slight chance of showers Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Looks like it can have showers. We'll see. It could start clearing off at various times and then come back again. This is the type of weather we're going to have February and March. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Kenny family began this company 30 years ago. They're in the third generation of Kenny's running this. Great customer service. They do treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. You don't have to worry about getting your propane delivered on time by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm sitting here with the well-known moderate commentator. Doug Jenke.
I am very moderate.
I have a question.
Ask away.
I was reading an article.
You can read?
In the okay, now, because you haven't been here, I don't know if you've been here with Doug. If I go like that.
Cut his mic.
There you go.
Come on.
And so, he's not here anymore. He just left. Okay.
And the trap door. I got the trap door button, too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, turn back on. I was reading we're on the coast over in Humboldt area.
Yes.
They were shutting down a lot of government offices. And it was impacting on, and I mean, we're not talking USAID. We're just talking a number of different offices that people were relying on. These wholesale cuts that from Doge and President Trump. I mean, I even understand the concept of what they're doing. They're hitting everything and they're going to turn other stuff back on. The impact it's having on people. I mean, real people. I'm not talking about the ones that didn't want to go back to work, the ones that are getting, $17 million for putting on, or $7 million for circumcisions in the Sudan. That's not it, but people that are genuinely being assisted through the government, not necessarily getting money, but for the programs that they're participating in. What's the answer to this? This is the big thing I see from people that seem to be upset.
Well, I think that the absolute perfect blueprint right now is Argentina, Javier Milei. His first day in office, he actually cut 9 of the federal agencies immediately empty. Everything was gone. They had no jobs. It was over. He's turned poverty on its head, and poverty's going down. The Argentine government has actually run the first surplus it's had in 70 years, I think, almost. And so, yes, there's going to be some short-term pain, but you know, let's just call a spade a spade. I mean, government is by its nature 100% inefficient. That's just how they are. And you and I and everybody who's listening who writes a check for the income tax, that money is just vaporizing. And as a matter of fact, it's not even vaporizing. We don't have $2 trillion of it. And so the only way you're going to get to some kind of fiscal sanity, which Trump and the gang will not be bringing for the record, and we'll talk about that if you'd like, is you have to make cuts. And there, you know, it's like a breakup. There's no good time to break up, and there's no good time for bad news. You just have to make the cuts. And so, yes, it sucks. My brother works for the federal government, and I mean, as far as I know, he's at retirement, so he'll be okay. But the government has mooshed, sucked, destroyed, regulated the average American to the point where we're bankrupt. You have to make cuts. And I'm sorry, some people are going to lose their job, but that's just a statement of fact.
Well, I understand that, because if you've been, you know, I run a business, I write paychecks, and I have to have the money when I write the check.
Ding, 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 ding. It's called paying your bills with money you earned.
Right. And then I'm reliant on people to pay me.
Correct.
And they're reliant on people to pay them, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Down the line. We try to keep that balance so that we can pay everybody every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And every 2 weeks they come in here and they get their paychecks.
Yep.
I feel good about that.
It's called capitalism.
Yeah. And there are times that, you know, Linda doesn't get her check right away, maybe a couple of days later, because of the way the money flows in our business, which is in itself is something strange. And I understand this, and I feel a lot of empathy for people who have lost their jobs. I really do. On the other hand, we can't continue down this road where every day another $1 billion is added on to the deficit, where we're paying more on interest to our national debt than we're spending on Department of Defense, and then it's going to be another one, Department of Defense, Social Security. We're servicing the debt. We have got to take care of that.
Well,
it is going to be painful.
Well, and here's the deal is, you know, this is, and please look up anything I tell you guys, because I don't want you to believe me. I just, you know, I try to do my research.
I don't believe a word you said.
I wouldn't either. I try to be factual in when I make a statement, and then I, you know, even on Poke the Hornet's Nest with Nick, I tell people, look this up. So last year we spent $2.5 trillion on debt service. This year we're going to add another negative $2 trillion at a minimum, and the rhinos and President Trump have just colluded to raise our debt ceiling from $36 trillion to $40 trillion. And so, you know, as you wince, Carl, that's the point. Anybody who's got a brain and is paying attention, which would exclude liberals, is you can't keep doing this raising the debt ceiling. I mean, that just went through, and the only one that actually said no was Massey, Senator Massey, and otherwise all the Republicans, including Rand Paul, which surprised me, voted to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion with a T. That's $4,000 billion that we're going to raise the debt ceiling on top of the fact we're going to be running a deficit of $2 trillion. Our total tax receipts to the federal government last year were $4.9 trillion. Half of that went just to pay interest on the debt, and we're going to raise it. So I am sorry if you're in the federal government or elsewhere or USAID and you can't do the drag time show in Guatemala. There's going to be cuts coming, but oddly enough, at the end of the day, it's not going to matter a whole lot because they're adding more debt anyways. So they're not really saving anything by what they're doing. However, you know, it looks good on for Trump to make that announcement during this State of the Union that we're doing this, we're doing that, but he's a spender. He's a debt-based spender guy, and I love all the woke stuff, the DI. So don't get me saying I'm not Trump. I voted for the man three times. But he's not going to change the direction of the economy because we're going deeper in debt, which has got us here in the first place.
We were Doug Jenke, and we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented bank. Local board of directors. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right down here in Redding, and one in Anderson. They're a great bank to do business with. I like to think of them as the Cheers of banks. We have both our business and our personal accounts with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy there. There looks like they're going to be joining with Plumas Bank here at the third quarter of this year, which means the same great service, but we got more banks to be able to go to. Total of 19 then. And Plumas was another locally started bank, I think up in Gridley when they started. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding at 3058 Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Shop Blackburn.com or buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card. Or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Down gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Think of it. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. Free Fire, kick them when they're down. We're talking about the Democrats here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and he is a workers' compensation guru. This guy worked, he's a former law enforcement, he's a veteran, he worked for the insurance companies for a couple years and didn't like what he saw. And so he opened his own business about 5 years ago in Palo Cedro and is now the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. If you're not getting treatment because of denials and, you know, they're dragging it out, maybe too long, you can't get back to work, it's had a huge impact on your family, give him a call. Give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. And he's going to tell you, you're going to tell him what's going on. You may even come into the office, and he's going to, take a look at your case. And it may be is that he says, yeah, I know it's frustrating and aggravating, but it's going along the way it should. However, if it's not, you need a pit bull in your corner, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168 is his phone number in Palo Cedro. And I'm here with Doug Jenke, whose main job is cleaning up after the wild Mustangs at the Wild Horse.
Side job, but yes,
yeah,
correct.
Wild Horse Sanctuary. he's at this point after years, he can identify a horse.
I can, they have four legs and fur.
Fur. We're talking about the massive cuts that, through Doge and, President Trump's, behest. It is painful. It's horribly painful for people out there. I have empathy for this. However, we can't keep spending the money. But then Doug points out, well, we just raised the debt limit to $40 trillion. Now, all this money, these hundreds of billions of dollars, supposedly, that's being saved, is it going to go to service the debt or is it going to go into some other...
I mean, think about it. That's a self-answering question. If it was going to service the debt, why would we need to raise the debt ceiling? If it was paying it down, we wouldn't need to raise it. But I do want to say this and sound like a complete jerk. I don't have any sympathy for the government workers because just announced last week was 500 Joann Fabrics stores and associated are closing their doors. That's 500 stores in the United States are closing due to bankruptcy. So there's an example of what happens when you
1,200.
500 stores. How many employees in each store? They didn't have the government pension. They didn't have the government benefits. They didn't have any of that. Most of them are probably, you know, barely making minimum wage. And so nobody's talking about 500 Joann's stores closing, and I believe ours is closing as well because they're closing the entire chain.
1,200 Starbucks employees.
Well, and that's supposed to be air quotes corporate, so who knows. But, I mean, my point being is those are job losses, too, because of the economy and too much debt. So why is it okay that the private sector has to go take a bunch of bullets, but the public sector does not? So I don't have any sympathy for the government employees only because the private sector is getting their butt kicked as
but
well.
But it's not the government employees' fault.
Well, no, it's not their fault.
Joann's Fabrics. It's nobody's fault.
It's just the economic times we're in, and we have to make cuts.
We're going to have to create jobs, though, right?
Well, the thing is, you know, Joann's Fabric is going out because they had massive billions of debt and they weren't bringing the money in. You know, the problem is we've created this problem, at least the private sector ourselves. We, hands high, we shop at Amazon. We don't go to the local stores anymore. We've killed the mom and pop, and now we're starting to kill the bigger stores because, you know, you can just sit at your house and boom, it's ordered and you're done.
Next day it's there.
And so we have self-inflicted that gunshot wound to the effect that we are now killing our retail sector. Thanks to Amazon and Mr. Bezos.
Oh, I know.
And so,
but the one point what David said is making more jobs.
Well,
and
that's going to be harder and harder because AI is coming in and AI is going to start taking jobs away from us.
However, I mean, with these tariffs, we've already seen some companies are moving back to the United States like they did before.
Yeah.
You know, John Deere, which was the poster child
for America.
Built a huge factory in Mexico and put 1,200 or no, it was a lot more than that, people out of work. So they're down in Mexico, and then, you know, and now Trump's back, which nobody expected in any way, shape, or form. And he's putting a big tariff on things like tractors coming back. Because so does John Deere go back and reopen the factory? Because it's only 4 years.
Yeah.
And you don't know who's going to be in there afterwards.
Well, and that's absolutely
true.
And
there is the strength and the weakness of our system.
Well, I think Trump said
every 4 years, it can just veer, like this time, 180 degrees from the last one.
Well,
how do businesses plan for that?
Well, I mean, I think Trump said one really good thing that I agreed with that I think is fair, valid, and it's hard to argue against, is when he said we're going to have reciprocal tariffs. So if you're in Italy and you're charging 18% on American goods, well, everything coming from Italy gets 18%.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair, okay? China definitely needs to get hammered really hard. I mean, their economy is imploding. That country is dying. I mean, if you go online and do a little research, China is not the giant tiger that we think it is. However, it is getting cornered, and as it gets cornered, and
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous, but it, as an economic power, it's failing. It builds cheap stuff that has no value that people can live without for the most part. But the economy is literally dying. The population is literally dying because all those years of zero child policy. But the thing with China is, again, we created this. Thank you, Mr. Nixon et al. Moving forward, is we let China steal our intellectual rights. I mean, you go to China and you will see a Mercedes. It's not a Mercedes, but it's an exact replica. You can find a BMW, a Chrysler, but they're not.
I know.
And so, you know, we let them get away with something that no other country on planet Earth has been allowed to do. And we created this monster. So, you know, look in the mirror when we're starting to look at China and blame them. We let them do things that no other country on planet Earth has been allowed to do.
Well, you know, Tough Wheels, that was, you know, from back, you know, the Tough Wheels went on all the bikes and, you know, all those things right here in Redding were built for 40 years here in Redding. China kept wanting them to offer them a lot of money, open up a factory in China. And Kenny and Perry said no. And every time they went over there to look at what they were doing, they were looking, was this the way you do it? Is this the way you do it? And they go, oh yeah, that's exactly the way we do it. And of course it wasn't.
Nope.
And when they sold the company, it was to an American firm that promised to keep it here in the United States, and they did. They moved it to, I think, Louisiana or something. But it's still being built here. And that's what happens is we get into this and it's cheaper and it may not be the quality, may not be there, but gosh, you know what? I just saved $5 and it's had a huge impact on our economy. And like you said, Amazon, there's the mom and pops. I mean, we're still out here and we're still battling that. You know, everybody talks about first, you know, buy local, stay local. Well, It's lip service. It's not true.
Yeah.
They don't do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I shouldn't say they. We all, you know, if you think about it, we do, you know, you'll go to,
I still go to my local eye doctor, Dr. Young, who I've been going to for probably close to 20 years, and I'm sure I could go to Costco and get a similar, I don't know if it's as good, because I think he's really good, but I'm willing to pay his fee, his price, and I buy my frames from him, and I'm sure I could probably buy them cheaper at Amazon or Costco, because exactly that. I mean, I'm a local guy, I'm a local businessman, and I try at when possible, even to the detriment of air quotes my pocket, I do stay as much with the local people. But there are times when you just can't find what you need and you click onto Amazon. I was talking to a buddy yesterday.
But here's your second level. Your second level then is you go to the big box stores.
Yeah.
After the local stores. Then you go to big box stores in your area because they are hiring people. They are paying taxes. All of this comes out of our area. And this is when I saw that, let's boycott all the big businesses and fast food and gas and all this. And I thought, do you realize that you're boycotting your neighbors? If you're not going to shop there, you know, I mean, so, not that it, I'm not even sure it had an impact, but when they were talking about it, I said, well, these chains you're talking about, like Jersey Mike's, owned by the Mills, they've got two of them, right? They pay their people well. They three or four times a year, they donate their whole proceeds
for the day
to a good cause. And yet, because it's a national chain, you're going to boycott them? It just doesn't make any sense. It was stupid. Anyway, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Curves is still there, so if you find Curves, just kind of casually turn around, do a 180, and look across the parking lot, and there's Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been there in that same spot since 1967. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great barbershop. I've been going there since I moved here in 2007. They are some fine people in there, and they give great haircuts. Never had a bad haircut there. That Cypress Square Barbershop, I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. So it works on my schedule. And I can just go in there, get the great haircut, and take off. I don't have to wait. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, 30% chance of showers. We may still see that. And then it starts clearing up tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. It'll be sunny. And then it starts back in chances of showers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Last night, since they said that we were going to get thunderstorms, and I was waiting. I was ready. Had the earmuffs for the dog. Had the whole thing. And it was so clear last night. I walked around, took him for a walk in the brightness out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans, family owned, locally run, veteran owned business. 530-365-3793. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, maybe you could talk Jenky into running for office, huh?
Are you kidding?
My wife would divorce me, so.
I think he's got the guts to do it.
Well, he does, but it's like, yeah. You know, his wife, like my wife, said, if you even contemplate it, when you go to sleep one night, I'm duct taping you to the bed, and I'm going to beat you with a rubber hose.
My wife said if I tried to run for office, because it's been said that I would probably be funded quite well if I did it, she said she would divorce me, and I said, is that a promise or a threat?
Whoa.
I said that to her face, so this is nothing new.
Okay.
Carl, you don't like being duct taped to the bed?
Well, you know.
See, my marriage has been almost 50 years, buddy.
Yes, you know.
I think that's a program in USA. They duct tape people to bed. So there you go.
There you go. Okay.
I have an announcement.
What's up?
On our show on Sunday, we are going to have Chris Kellstrom and Laura Hobbs on together.
Oh, okay. That'd be awesome.
And I know Doug probably was privy to this because we were talking about it last Sunday after our programs, but we're going to have them on so we can kind of bring some sort of, I don't know if the word is peace, but at least some sort of understanding on who can do what, who has the jurisdiction over what, and what's legal and what ain't. And I think that's something that everybody in this county needs. So we've got a boat coming on. Janet and I and Wynn will be in the studio with them, but we're gonna let them discuss things. Let's see if we can pull something together here and get on with whatever it is we need to do to make our elections fair and honest and legal.
We actually have 5 microphones, so you all can talk all at the same time.
Yeah, but we don't do that, Carl. I learned very well by trying to do what some other hosts don't do, and that is to keep a mouth shut when I interview.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about you, but boy, I've heard some. I've been on some podcasts.
Jerry, you need to think about, it's been a while. You ought to think about expanding into 2 hours.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I really don't, I could use, maybe if you want to give me an extra half hour this Sunday, but I mean, that means that we wouldn't get the best of Carl and Linda Bott, right?
Well, that's there until I can, since Mark and Linda and the gang, after 15 years, and Mark, Linda said, get off Sunday mornings, it's been 15 years. And so, but anyway.
Well,
yeah.
I think that the time slot, I mean, I appreciate that though, brother, I really do. The time slot's a little rough because at 10 o'clock everybody starts going to church. But Mark and Linda did such a great job over the years, and Red was on there, and
yeah.
There was a lot of folks that were on that show, and they were really good. But I think Sunday mornings, people look forward to the fact of hearing, you know, what's really going on, what's going on with the truth. I know they enjoy Doug and Nick and Kevin when he has his show. I think that the Sunday morning lineup is really, really, really special. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, we've had people call us from Germany and...
Oh, no. We've got a strong Sunday morning and, well, into 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And oh, yeah.
I'd like to find another strong show to go in there. We're playing that just as a placeholder.
I know. So... Yeah, I mean, and I think that, it's just that the thing is that right now, there's the podcast thing is all the rage. I like them. I do a lot of them outside the state and in the state. I go on a lot of them, but I don't, the thing about radio that I really like and enjoy is I enjoy talking to the folks locally. I really enjoy the call-in, and I think we're going to try to do more of that, where we have more people calling in. And really engaging in conversation, engaging in, in how we fix this situation we have to get our liberty back.
Yeah. Okay, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Sunday at 9, Carl. You got to be listening. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Good luck, sir.
Bye. Okay, so you said you heard something the other day that's going to...
Yeah, so I just want our listeners, this is a legit 100%, I'm being serious, but I'm going to do it humorously. God has no insurance. Here's the story. So a friend, client of mine, his wife was driving into town on Highway 44, and two deer come shooting out of nowhere, and she plucks them both. You can imagine what that does to a car at about 45 miles an hour. Once everything settled down, tow truck came, blah, 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 she calls her insurance to make a claim because her front of her car is totaled by these two deer. The insurance person on the phone goes, well, who owns the deer? And she goes, what do you mean who owns them? They're deer. They just came out of nowhere. Well, if you knew the owner, we could file a claim against their homeowner's insurance. And she's like, it's deer. How do you find who owns deer? They're God's creatures. And the person goes, well, you're not covered. And they checked their policy, and sure enough, there was a clause in there about wildlife or whatever. And so I'm just telling you folks, you might want to call your car insurance and ask that question, because apparently deer are not covered. And if you hit one with particular car insurance companies, and I think they're in one of those discount Geico things, I think, but they have a car with a loan that they don't get fixed because the deer didn't have an owner that they could file a claim against. So there you go. God has no insurance, and that's a legitimate, serious story, and these people are stuck with a car loan on a car that's totaled, that the coverage that they had paid for, hitting deer was exempted from. So just know that. It's worth checking into, guys.
Well, I had a friend that hit a deer.
Yeah.
And the insurance company said, okay, we get a lot of these. Can you show us evidence of the deer hit? And he didn't have the deer jumped in front of him, and I think he was obviously on a motorcycle, and he dropped it, and he brushed the deer, but there wasn't any proof at all that a deer had struck the motorcycle. And guess what? If you can't prove that a deer hit you, then we're not going to pay that.
Yeah.
And, because you could have just dropped your bike by accident and said, oh, it was a deer.
Yeah.
And, I kind of understand that. But on the other hand, I've had friends that have smacked into deer up in Shingletown.
Yeah.
It's caused a lot of damage.
Yes.
Their insurance company pays off. And then what he did was he put a cow pusher, bumpers out there in front, hit another one like 6 months later, and no damage to his truck.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, down anyway. In Australia, they call those roo guards, and yeah. Those are the big trucks, have those things all across the front, because they just hit kangaroos all the time. And so anyways, no, I did not have a clue that you had to find the owners of deer if you're going to file a claim.
Well, what about Ted Leidy and I were driving across Nevada one night at probably an excessive rate of speed, and it's just dark anyway out there, and we see these, the blue and red lights flashing way in the distance, so we slow down. And came up on this kind of an SUV, mid-size, I'm pulling this small trailer behind it, little house trailer. Whole front windshield was almost flattened. And we're looking at that, and we look ahead, and there is a dead cow in the middle of the road. And we're talking like 1,000 pounds of cow. This thing was huge, and parts were everywhere. And ambulances were coming in, but Yeah. That, I tell you what, that slowed us down for the rest of the night because you can't see out there, and this was a dark cow. And when that people hit it, it just destroyed the whole front windshield and bent it down and everything. It was, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. That's why I thought I would bring it up for people. Just let them know. Call your insurance agent. Just ask.
But then
it's legitimate.
Then they go, and I'm sure that they'll look and say, well, what's the brand on that cow?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and
it.
Then, but see, when you've got open range, I think you're covered on that. I mean, I think that the rancher's
covered.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, they may want you to pay for the steer. We'll be right back.
No, when my friend was telling me this, and he...
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for Spring Summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or a new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to join us, and we're going to hear, last time I said, you sound almost giddy. congressman? He goes, I said, I guess that's a bad word. And he goes, no, not really. He says all the things that are happening. So he'll be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And today we are here with Doug Jenke. He and Nick Gardner have a show every other Sunday. But I started bringing Nick in here on Thursdays, first Thursdays, because...
Doug.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. Well, you two are interchangeable.
We are. He's smarter and better looking.
And bringing him in so I can then take the other side of it sometimes. Unfortunately, I end up agreeing with a lot of things that are happening, but not necessarily the process and what's happening here. Like 76,000 VA, Veterans Administration workers, are being cut. That's more than the 2,400 probationary ones they did last month. And now the VA secretary claims that none of those laid off were mission critical and that crisis line workers had not been impacted. One employee said they had a coworker, though, that had been on that who was dismissed last week and then rehired. So what they're doing is they're looking, you know, if they're letting them go and they're saying, hey, we need these, they're giving them the permission to rehire.
Yeah.
But 76,000 people, when already veterans are having problems getting health care.
Yep.
I'd like to see how that's going to work. I realize what we talked about.
Yep.
That, you know, how many are these redundant jobs, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, I'm looking at, how about the clinics?
Yep.
And how many are being cut out of the clinics? Are we just talking about bureaucracy here?
Well, I mean, when you think that, I think the government has millions upon millions of employees, and as anybody who's ever tried to work with the government, most of it is going nowhere and redundant. Hopefully it comes at no impact to the veterans at the street level. My guess is it's probably going to be a lot of redundancy will be removed so that when you guys go in to check in, you give it one time and it's done. You don't have to give it 17 times to 17 different people who run it up the flagpole. So,
well, they did say that this is, they think this is going to empower Musk to privatize the VA.
They should privatize virtually everything but the military. Because, you know, roads, get rid of the EPA, all this stuff. I mean, there's some great news if it takes effect. It's supposed to be that they're getting rid of smog, smog checks. You can't have smog checks as a requirement. It's being sponsored by Democrats and Republicans in the House, and it's got support, so it's a federal law that if it gets through the House, goes to the Senate, and signed by Trump, California law will no longer require you to have a smog check, smog equipment, nothing. Whatever comes on the car is there, and that's big because, you know, cars run so clean now that in some cities, what's coming out is almost as clean as what's going in. It's so efficient. Hey, Carl, I wanted to talk.
I have one more thought, then I'll give it back.
Okay.
The VA grew by more than 50,000 employees throughout the Biden administration.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Four years, and they're going to go back to what it was almost in 2020. I don't see that as being the tragedy, in my opinion. So, hey, early this year, my first show, I think, with Nick, I talked a little bit about what contract law requires, and there's five elements, and it's, agreeable terms, compensation, in writing, da-da-da, and the final one was it has to be a competent person, and I said, I hope somebody goes after Joe Biden and his crew because he has been proven publicly and privately to have been incompetent, suffering dementia, and not in control of his faculties. And this morning I fire up one of the things I read, which is redacted, and the Missouri AG, Andrew Bailey, has started an inquiry into the Biden administration, and basically it says this. AG Bailey says that it is black letter law that a document is void ab initio when the person signing it lacks mental capacity. And my point when I brought it up then was all of this stuff that the Biden administration, air quotes Biden, the administration was doing this last year was unconstitutional, illegal, probably criminal, and if they were gonna, and he was signing it. And the problem is if the contract law, and that's a contract, if the person signing it is deemed to be mentally incompetent, it all becomes null and void. And I suggested on air that somebody look into that because he signed a ton of things that obligated America to a bunch of bad stuff. Well, looks like the Missouri AG was listening. We've got a listener in Missouri who listened to my suggestion. There you go, Carl. It was just simple contract law. Go, this guy's not competent. He shouldn't be signing anything.
Well, and then you could say, can a felon sign certain things?
If he's competent, yes.
He can't. Okay.
But you can't.
Okay, we got a guy that was incompetent, but you've got a felon. Can felons sign contracts?
Technically speaking, as long as they're not incompetent, don't have any other legal things against it. And technically speaking, by contract law, you can't sell anything to a 16-year-old or under, or anybody under 16, because they can turn around and give it back to you, and you can't stop them, because you can't create a contract with anybody under 16. So there's these little things, but I was watching.
I would think that would be 18.
Well, it says 16. And what's interesting is, watching all this stuff getting signed by Biden, and I'm going, that's just wrong. That's illegal. And I said that he can't be signing this stuff. He doesn't even know what he's signing. And one of the things I don't like about Mike Johnson, I think he's a rhino kind of milling around with the bigwigs right now, is once Trump got elected, he comes out and tells a story that last January he went to have a meeting with Biden. And he's in there. He walks in the office, and it's a group of the hired hitmen, Pelosi, Schumer, all these guys. And he said, look, you guys need to leave the room. I'm going to talk to the president myself. So him and Joe start talking. And he said Joe had no idea what he was signing and talking about. I mean, this is from the Speaker of the House. He publicly stated this. He waited a year to tell people that. That to me is incomprehensible that you knew that 1 year ago and you let this last year play out and you didn't say, I just had a meeting with the president. That dude's loony as a boot. And yet he comes out this year and says, oh. And that's just crazy. And so he knew the guy was incompetent a year ago.
Well, you know, and it's funny in a way. You got George Clooney, who was well-known Hollywood movie star, liberal and all this, had the guts to come out. And that's what I would call it. He had an intestinal fortitude to come out and write that op-ed about Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And saying what bad shape he was in. And he just got savaged by the left, and I mean his own people. I mean it was rough, and he was trying to, you know, do the George Clooney recovery tour, and couldn't do that.
Yeah,
Bill Maher wouldn't let him have, come on. But
which is funny is Bill Maher. I don't agree with anything that man says politically, but every now and then he'll have a moment of sanity and speak
Bill Maher
true.
Bill Maher
points.
Speaks the truth as he sees it, and then he'll say it. It's like the ESPN commentator, Shepard? No, it's African American.
Oh, the
Sean something.
Is that even the guy that does the NBA? No,
not Barkley.
No, anyway, not Barkley.
But where it is that he said my approval rating is just 4 points below the Democrat candidate Waltz for vice president, and he says, and that's where the Democratic Party is, that they're looking at me to be a candidate. And I mean, he's thoroughly Democrat and all this, but he's not afraid either to say, hey, you know what? You guys got to get over this. You lost. You got your butts kicked. You got to get into a new direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even at the State of the Union, I mean, you know, this is the President of the United States.
Yeah.
And then Green gets up there and starts doing all these theatrics. Folks. I don't think I need to tell your audience, but come on. You guys lost in a landslide not seen since Reagan. Give the man 4 years. We gave your incompetent, lying, cheating, treasonous guy 4 years. Give us 4 years.
You know what? That's your opinion. You can't say treasonous. You can, I mean,
oh,
you
I
can
could,
say,
I could support
you
treason
can
all
say
day
anything
long.
You want. It's, I believe in, you know, First Amendment and all that stuff. But let's go here is what they did not play well in the United States when they watched all this stuff happening, especially Green, who just got censured by the Congress, was that people thought, this is so childish. Even Democrats said, this is so childish.
Yeah.
We have got, if we're going to mount opposition, we've got to do something that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they haven't hit anything yet. And you almost, after having, you know, this 4 year ride, that they've managed to take that and just completely, not completely, but really damage their base. Their political base was damaged, and I don't know if it's irreparable.
I hope it's not. I hope we never see wokeism, DEI, nothing of that sort to ever come back to this country again. So I hope it's gone.
Well, we'll see. But it, you know what? We need a country with two strong political parties. Or three. I'd like to see a third one.
Well, I don't know. I will stop you there because Holland has, I don't know, 17 parties, including a party for the deer, for the animals, a party for the trans.
Yeah, well, like,
I mean, they got so many parties, it dilutes actually getting anything accomplished.
Well, that's true. And then the governments fail.
And the governments failed.
But their governments are different. Set up differently than us. We're a republic.
True. So,
anyway, tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to join us. Doug, thanks for coming on and giving us your 1.5 cents worth, which, of course, there's no more 1 cent worth. And there's not even 2 cents worth.
You're giving me a lot of credit for 1 cent.
Yeah, but for 2 cents, and it's no longer there. Everybody have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow morning, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.